Track 1.26.
A dream holiday turned into a nightmare for an American brother and sister, Dan and Kate Suski. During a fishing trip in the Caribbean, their boat sank. The weather wasn't brilliant that day, but Dan had caught a huge fish. He was trying to pull it onto the boat when the captain realized water was coming into the cabin. The boat was sinking fast. The captain used his radio to send a message for help. Then he shouted, "Jump out!" So they did, and a few minutes later, the boat disappeared under the waves. They were about 15 kilometers from land. The captain said that help was coming. The weather was now awful, but they were wearing life jackets. After an hour, the captain and the Suskies lost each other, and there was no sign of rescue. So Dan and Kate started to swim as fast as they could towards land. They were both thinking the same terrifying thought. Sharks. A helicopter appeared, but nobody saw Dan and Kate in the water. Day turned to night, and the Suskies swam for 14 hours. Finally, they saw some cliffs. They were near land. But they couldn't get out of the water here. There were dangerous, sharp rocks. By now, they were exhausted. Eventually, they reached a sandy beach. Out of the water at last, they lay down and rested. Then they found a town and picked some green bananas. Finally, they met a young farm worker. He gave them water and food and stayed with them until the police arrived. He also gave them some tragic news. The captain was lost at sea. After a few days in hospital, Dan and Kate were fine. Their story had another happy ending. A rescue boat found the captain after 23 hours in the water.